Miliband at Triple M. It's 9 minutes past seven. Up very soon, Shania Power, Dave, for the Gold Stars Ladies State of Origin Friday night, Channel 9, joining us on the air in just a moment. 17 degrees in Bacasia. That's where we're going this morning for the pressure test.
The pressure test. Thanks to Harvey Norman Electrical, Cannon Vale. Go see Todd and the team for the best prices in town.
Hey, Kane in Bacasia, how smart are you?
I'm not real smart at all, mate.
Oh, either am I. I got 10 out of 10 of these this morning, so. Are you feeling confident?
No.
Okay. Well, you should be. If Jay got 10 out of 10, you should be feeling confident, mate.
You know, I'd probably say if Dave got 10 out of 10, I should feel confident.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
right.
We both got 10 out of 10, so this could
all
be
right.
A thing.
We got 10 questions lined up for you, mate. 60 seconds on the clock. Get them all right. You get the cash. If you get stuck, you'll outpass. We'll come back to it at the end if there's enough time remaining. We'll accept your first answer only, okay?
All right, good luck.
Here we go. Good luck to you. No, you should be saying good luck to yourself, not to me. Here we go. Your first question. Your time starts now.
Kane, who is Superman's girlfriend?
Lois Lane.
Which is further east, Brisbane or Melbourne?
Brisbane.
In the alphabet, which letter follows the letter Q?
R.
How many items are in a baker's dozen?
13.
What road is Mater Hospital on?
Mater, Heath Road.
In which town would you find the Blue Water Key?
Mackay.
Who had a run-in with the Three Bears?
Goldilocks.
How many zeros are in a thousand?
Three.
What do the letters UN stand for?
United Nations.
Where would you find Buffy the Cane Toad?
Serena.
Well, you got plenty of time to spare.
Again, we powered through those compared to like the last couple of days. People have done that too.
Hey, Kane.
Yep.
How do you think you went?
I don't know. Like I said, I'm not confident.
You should have been confident because you got 9 out of 10.
Oh, my God, Kane.
Willits Road.
Yeah, that's the one,
Willits Road.
Jesus. Had to be technical on that one because it kind of is Heath's Road on the other side of the Bruce Highway.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and that's Sam's Road. Yeah,
you know where you went wrong. Hey, look, you gave it a crack, mate. 9 out of 10. Thanks for playing this morning. Oh, Kane.
That's right.
Kane.
Thanks for having me, guys.
See you, mate.
Saying thank you. We'll play it again tomorrow after 7.
Oh, you'd feel gutted, wouldn't you?
I feel gutted for him. I was wanting the $5,000 to go off today. It needs to go off to somebody. We'll play it again tomorrow after 7 o'clock. Hey, hopefully our next guest can have a big win on Friday night.
Yeah, Shania Power, the Bowen Bolter. She's playing for the Maroons at the Sunshine Coast Stadium for the State of Origin.
She's on the air with us after Big Audio Dynamite, 12 past 7 here, Triple M.
If I had my time again, I would do it all. I'm fully grown, and I know where it's at. Somehow I stay thin, while the other guys got fat. All the chances that I've blown, and the times that I've been down, I didn't get too high, kept my feet on the ground. Broken.
situation now in. Rush for a change of atmosphere. I can't go on, so I give in. Gotta get myself right out of here. Situation now.
Dynamite, Triple M, J and Dave for breakfast. 98.7 Mackay, 92.3 in the Whitsundays. Triplem.com.au, it's 7:15.
Friday nights, make sure you check out the Ampol Women's State of Origin. It's going to be on Channel 9 as well as Fox Lead and KO Sports as well. From the Maroon Squad, our very own Bowen Bolter, Shania Power. Good morning.
Hey.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Are you pumped up for a big Friday night?
Yeah, I am actually. Excited.
This is your second time in the Maroons colours, isn't it?
Correct.
Yeah. So last year, I think it was your first time. It must have been nerve-wracking to start off with. But how are you going this time around compared to last year?
I don't think I'll ever not be nervous, only because, you know, it's the Origin. You know, one of the most highly watched games of Women's Rugby League, so...
Do you think it's been a shift? I don't know about Dave, but my opinion is I think we've certainly seen a shift from when it comes to Women's Rugby League. We really are starting to focus more on the female and the male games, because I think there's been far too much focus on the fellas, but it's good to see the Women's Rugby League and State of Origin being focused on a lot.
Yeah, it's definitely a real positive change in... especially for Women's Rugby League and the growth of the game, yeah.
When you were growing up, you'd obviously been playing like a mixed team. Do the fellas hit harder or the ladies?
No, I never played at all growing up. My parents didn't let me, but I started playing Women's Rugby League when I was 17 and went straight into Open Women's game. Yeah.
Wowzers.
Yeah.
I was going to say, and how do your parents feel now that you're playing for the State of Origin side? They must be proud.
Oh, they're so proud. They're always supporting me, and I guess I'm kind of grateful in a way that they never let me play until I kind of finished school, just, you know, part of injury prevention and all of that kind of stuff. And,
yeah, right.
What were you playing before then, if that was the case?
I played a bit of touch in primary school, and then I played a bit of, like, social touch in netball in high school, but that's about it.
Yeah, right. But I'm thinking State of Origin is probably a little bit more full-on than netball is.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing against netballers, but I'm just it feels like it's a little bit more physical. How are you feeling? How's the team feeling going into the New South Wales clash on Friday night? Because there's a lot... We're hoping for the best, because the Queensland got thrashed in the fellas division a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, our team is actually... I'm feeling really confident. I think our team is of a really high standard and good quality, and there's a good bunch of girls, and we're actually all getting on, like, really well.
Yeah.
So we've been practicing, you know, all of our plays and how Friday night's going to look, and it's looking really crisp.
Have you fangirled over anyone yet?
Oh, I think I'll always be fangirling. Hey, like, even the newbies coming through, you just look at them and the quality of those girls and just the future for them. I'm fangirling there too. So.
Yeah, right. Look, we can't wait to see what the results are Friday night. It's going to be an absolute Dave cracker of a game. It's on 9 this Friday night.
Yep, live from Sunshine Coast Stadium. Make sure you tune it in from 7:30. Look, Shania, good luck for everything on Friday night.
Thanks, mate. See you later.
See ya. We're rooting for you. All the details, triplem.com.au. Jay and Dave for Brekkie. Hey, up in just a second, Kiara in the Triple M Rock Patrol.
G'day, it's me, Agro. Did you hear the news? No, Jay and Dave aren't leaving. And no, Dave hasn't found anyone short-sighted and desperate enough to become his girlfriend. The other news, Agro Up Late is coming to Mackay Entertainment Convention Centre. October 30, tickets are on sale now at the Met. It's AO. No kids. Keep listening to Jay and Dave for your chance to win tickets on Mackay and Whitsunday's Triple M. Agro, being brought to Mackay by Jay and Dave. A couple of Muppets.
Point Glen Developments invites you to their pop-up display home at Shoal Point Waters. Shoal Point Waters has it all. From the luxury beachside living to the tranquility of relaxed living with larger block sizes that allow room for a pool and shed. You can explore stunning parklands with picnic shelters and a lake with viewing jetties, all enhanced by the natural environment. Blocks are selling fast. Don't miss the opportunity to secure your own piece of this stunning development and live close to Mackay's most beautiful beaches. Visit their pop-up display home at 4 Mist Court. Jump online at shoalpointwaters.com.au or contact Matt on 0407 424 692. That's 0407 424 692.
Save big at Intersport's End of Financial Year Sale this Friday, Saturday and Sunday. Take 20% off store-wide. All three stores, all the big brands, 20% off. But it's for a very limited time. 3 days only, in-store only. 20% off store-wide at Intersport.
We've all heard the name Key Solutions Group. They're a big part of the community with a rich history of supporting local clubs, community groups and charities.
You know, like things like rugby league, union, netball, touch football, soccer, little nippers. The whole list, Dave, is absolutely huge. And that's why Key Solutions Group is an important part of Mackay region.
You may not even know what Key Solutions Group do. So we've done some research, found out that they design, engineer, manufacture and repair projects in the Mackay and of course the Bowen region too.
Now they fix clients' tricky or persistent problems with new innovations, design, fabrications, repairs, installations, maintenance and labour hire too.
Facility, workforce, extending all that, installing larger cranes and equipment to upgrade manufacturing capacity. They do it all.
Absolutely. They're cutting edge as well with live tracking, animation, virtual reality, 3D simulations for training and visualization, which is very high class.
Yeah, Key Solutions Group core value is to give where you live. They're proud locals and work very hard to involve and improve the community in every way.
Absolutely. For all the details, head to keysolgroup.com.au.
Right now, Queensland is the place to be. Our strong health response to COVID-19 means our economic recovery is well underway. We're creating jobs in growth industries like tourism and agriculture, investing in advanced manufacturing, developing the resources of the future, and attracting more business to Queensland. So whether you're still getting back on your feet or you're looking for the next big opportunity, find out how our COVID-19 economic recovery plan can help you at covid19.qld.gov.au. Authorised by the Queensland Government, Brisbane.
VGH are recruiting. If you're an experienced supervisor, boilermaker, fitter, rigger or TA, we want to hear from you. VGH is a growing local business with a strong reputation for quality, safety and equal opportunity. So if you're a supervisor, boilermaker, fitter, rigger or TA looking for a change, send your resume to jobs at dghengineering.com.au. VGH, recruiting now.
VGH, absolutely.
AM Rock Patrol. Thanks to Key Solutions Group. Experience, knowledge, dedication.
At Imeo today along the Esplanade. Hey, Kiara, can you see any of the stand-up paddleboarders out in the water this morning?
Well, there's actually a lady here this morning and she's about to go surfing, so that's
nice.
Pretty cool.
Is there any waves today or what?
No, she did just say that. She's like, I don't know if I can get out there today.
All right.
Well, at least she's got some free stuff out of the Rock Patrol, though.
Yeah, that's right. She's actually already picked up some Baker's Delight off me and some fresh fruit from Veggies Unlimited. And I also have some Optus Cooler water bottles to give away this morning. It's Kiara in the Triple M Rock Patrol. Thanks to Key Solutions Group. Jane Day for breakfast. Triple M.
Triple M.
Desperate for changing. Starving for truth. I'm closer to where I started. I'm chasing after you. I'm falling even more in love with you. Letting go of all I've ever longed to. I'm standing here until you make me move. I'm hanging by a moment here with you. Getting all I'm lacking, completely incomplete. I'll take your invitation, you take all of me now. I'm falling even more in love with you.
I'm falling even more.
Lifehouse, Triple M, James A for breakfast, 26 minutes past 7. Off the news up in just a few moments' time. Don't forget you can get to the supercars in Townsville, the NTI Townsville 500, July 9 to 11. Book now, Ticketek, if you don't get through for the winning song this morning, Martha and the Muffins.
Beach, far away in time.
Echo Beach,
far away in time.
I'll tell you this, we're going to play it between now and the next half, hour and a half.
Right. That's 9 o'clock.
Wow. When you hear that, call us 1-333-53. We'll put you in the draw to get to Townsville the 500 on us. Let's check the traffic around Mackay with Sunday.
Triple M traffic.
Hotondo Homes Mackay, your local award-winning builder.
Not too bad out on the majors this morning with decent conditions greeting you around Gordon and Sydney Streets. A little slow for Evan and Juliet Street. A bit of traffic on Glen Park Street both ways through North Mackay. Slowing down Glenella Connection Road. Specsavers huge half-year sales on now for a limited time. Save 50% on selected single pairs from big designer brands. Only at Specsavers. Conditions apply. And that's your latest traffic on Mackay and the Wit Sundays Triple M.
It was the disaster in the north.
Blues 50, Maroons 6.
But this is Origin, and one game does not determine a series. For those with scars...
Yeah, that hurts a fair bit, mate.
Redemption beckons.
Queensland,
State of Origin, Game 2. Coverage from 6pm Sunday, live on Triple M and on the Listener app.
This could be more than just another ad. It could be the moment you decide to upgrade your drive. The Mazda Moment End of Financial Year sale is on now. It's your moment to drive home an exceptional vehicle at an outstanding price. Like the Mazda CX-5 range, now available at great driveway prices for a limited time. Or great value for ABN holders and primary producers across the Mazda BT50 Ute range. The Mazda Moment End of Financial Year sale. Visit your Mazda dealer today.
Ahoy, me hearties. For the freshest seafood, you need not go farther than Mackay Fish Market in River Street. Whether you're enjoying barbecued fish hot off the plate, cracking a fresh crab with the family, or firing up the wok, take it from me. Get it straight from the sea at Mackay Fish Market in River Street.
Local news lives here in Mackay, with local journalists who live in your area reporting all the news and updates that matter most to you and your community. Get your local news from the Daily Mercury plus so much more in a new home online at couriermail.com.au/dailymercury or in paper Monday to Friday in the Courier Mail Regional Edition. The Daily Mercury. We're for local. Where for you?
Queensland Country Dental Mackay provides high-quality, affordable dental treatment for the whole family. With a focus on diagnostic and preventative dental services, the team at Queensland Country Dental Mackay do everything from examinations to extractions. And the best part is, you don't need to be a Queensland Country Health Fund member to visit. Just Google Queensland Country Dental Mackay for more information or to request an appointment. Imagine more. Queensland Country Dental Mackay. We're here to help you.
I am so hungry. But what am I going to have?
Whoa, did your stomach just say Stella Rossa?
Yeah, it did. My stomach's been doing that ever since I found out you can order anything from the Stella Rossa menu using the new Bopple app.
Bopple?
Yeah, I just order and pay using Bopple and my food is ready and waiting when I pick it up.
Stella Rossa.
Yes, okay, stomach. We're ordering Stella Rossa.
Order with Bopple today at Stella Rossa Parkside.
It's been 60 years in the making. North Jacqueline Motor Group's 60th anniversary sale. We're celebrating with amazing deals on new cars, incredible savings on used cars, and special bonuses on selected vehicles. North Jacqueline Motor Group's 60th anniversary sale on now.
Feeling angry? Stressed out? Drop into the Reach Out website at reachout.com.au and we'll help you let it all out. When times are tough, clear your head at reachout.com.au.
Increase sales without spending more. Commercialradio.com.au.
Top of your-
your to-do list for 2021? Sign up to the Triple M Club for free. TripleM.com.au.
Richmond Hills Estate, 75% sold. Secure your block today.
This is Mackay and the Wit Sundays. Triple M News.
Hi there, Maddie Larson with the National News Briefing. The entire country and now New Zealand is watching as the Sydney COVID cluster sits at 21. New Zealand has pressed pause on its travel bubble with New South Wales, with news one of the latest cases travelled across the Tasman, catching a flight to Wellington and back at the weekend. While AMA Vice President Dr. Chris Moy has welcomed the extension of an indoor mask mandate for Greater Sydney amid reports of fleeting contact.
That needs to happen, particularly in, you know, places like public transport where people are really very likely to be infectious and be able to pass it on in an enclosed area.
Meantime, Victoria is due to announce a further easing of restrictions today as it continues to recover. Footy fans are expected to return to Melbourne games. The Deputy Nationals leader has hosed down talk the party will make a deal with the Coalition backing a 2050 net zero emissions target. Senator Bridget McKenzie has written in The Australian hinting the party is open to a compromise under strict conditions, with Barnaby Joyce now leader. But David Littleproud has told the ABC nothing is formal yet.
Well, no, we haven't have been formally asked to support the Liberal Party in any commitment they made, and I don't think their party room has either.
And there's been a recall of a bottle of Popular Red with fears it may contain pieces of glass. The Meraki Shiraz 2020 is in stores in New South Wales, Queensland, Victoria and WA.
Australia, we pride ourselves on our unreasonably high coffee standards, which is why McCafe have crafted a smooth, rich new blend perfectly suited to Aussie tastes. McCafe, now that's coffee fit for an Aussie.
New South Wales skipper James Tedesco hopes Boyd Cordner makes an appearance in camp as they attempt to win State of Origin in hostile territory on Sunday night. It comes a week after Cordner announced his retirement due to ongoing concussion problems. Tedesco says his former Roosters teammate could provide some valuable inspiration.
I think he might come up, hopefully. Obviously, it was a really emotional week last week for him, and just learning so much of him as a leader and as a person, he's been awesome, and it'd be great to join him lifting the shield.
Triple M weather.
Trust your tyre safety with Treadwell Tyre Service.
Okay, today for Mackay and the Whit Sundays, partly cloudy, 24 degrees. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 24. Friday, cloudy conditions and 25 degrees expected for Saturday and for Sunday. We are looking at mostly fine sunny conditions again for Brisbane as well for the second game in State of Origin. Queenslander!
Queenslander!
New South Wales!
Oh, shut up, Dave.
Burn! Get on,
burn! All the action here on your official NRL station. It is Triple M. 17 degrees in Proserpine this morning. Let's celebrate some birthdays.
Happy birthday!
Birthdays on Triple M.
Oh, man. Happy birthday today. You're celebrating your birthday the 23rd of June.
Happy birthday to Selma Blair. Believe it or not, Selma's actually 49 today.
She's going through a lot of health struggles too.
Is she really?
I think she's got something that a disease that is not playing well with her back, so she's in a wheelchair or walking stick.
I had no idea.
She's a great actress.
I had no idea she was that old. There you go. Brian Brown is 74. Joel Edgerton is 47. And Melissa Rauch, you might not remember the name, but she played Bernadette in The Big Bang Theory. She's having a birthday today too.
As is Xavier. He's turning 10 today. Happy birthday, Xavier. Carly in Beaconsfield is turning 28. Cliff is 47 from Glenella. Kira is 36 from Halliday Bay. And Hayden is turning 32 from East Mackay.
Remember to get your birthdays in nice and early. Jay and Dave at triplem.com.au. That's the email address.
Penny for our top today, around 25, as we mentioned, for Sunday's State of Origin clash. We've got to talk about that dare and the bet too, by the way.
Oh, that's right. What are you going to do?
I don't know. I'm not losing it. We'll lock that in later in the week. Brian Adams right now. Rock's greatest. It's Jay and Dave for breakfast here. Triple M.
You might stop the hurricane. Might even stop the driving rain. You might have a dozen other guys. But if you won't stop me, baby, don't even try. I'm going one way. Your way. Now it's such a strong. Let's make it our way.
Classic Triple M, Jane Dave for breakfast. It's 20 minutes to 8 o'clock. We'll check the forecast coming out very soon. After 8 today, trust us. What do you call it? In the nuts. Trust us, you'll love it. We ended that last week. In the nuts. $150 cash.
It was so popular. You even want to know what's the next item, the third item.
Two was enough for me, I can tell you now. Two was enough for me. Today's top round 25, sitting at 17 degrees in Bacasia right now. Question for you.
Oh, I've got an answer for you.
See this shirt? Okay. Shirt that I'm wearing at the moment.
Yeah. Is that a new shirt?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why?
Oh, I was just asking.
Okay. That's what the lady out in the office said. I said, is that a new shirt? Why is it every time everyone says, you're not in a Triple M shirt, it must be new? Okay. What are you trying to say?
It's from past experience. All you wear is promotional shirts.
You open up my cupboard, it's just like Triple M shirt, Triple M shirt, Triple M shirt, white shirt, never been used, Triple M shirt, Triple M shirt. Do you wash your clothes, like the new clothes, before you wear them?
No, why?
Okay.
Are you meant to?
I see, okay. All right, I failed this one then.
No, why? Well, what?
I thought, because they're in a clothes shop and people pick them up and try them on. So you don't know who's tried on the shirt, the clothes, so you wash them before you wear them. Because,
what?
Well, this shirt here that I was trying to show you.
Yeah.
Has the, you know when you buy a shirt, it's got the creases in it still?
Yeah. And that's a nice shirt, by the way.
Yeah, but they said, ladies out in the office, they said, it's definitely new. And I'm like, how can you tell? I wasn't going to say it was.
Oh, right.
But they said, you can tell because you've got the creases in it still from when you buy it from the thing, the shop.
Yeah.
And then I put it in the wash, but the creases hadn't fully come out, so it's just a little faded, but you can still see that they're actually creases.
Yeah, right. So you actually, when you go out shopping for clothing and everything, you wash it before you wear it?
Yes, because if people try it on, well, you don't know whose hands have touched it, right? It's no different to going op shopping, and buying those clothes. You don't wash those until you take them home, then you wash them, then you use them.
Well, they're already washed, so, you know, and the same with the new ones.
Not all the time, they're not.
Oh, come on. Of course they're washed at the op shops.
Damn it! I thought that I would have been the... I thought we would have agreed... I didn't want to spring it on you, but I thought we would have agreed on this because I thought, let's talk about this on the air and see where you sit with that whole thing.
Well, to me, it's just a waste of laundry detergent. You wear it first.
133353. When you buy clothes, like two or four, it doesn't matter whether you do or don't. I just want to know where you sit with this whole thing because I thought most people would do this. Like they would wash the clothes before you use them. It's like bed sheets. When you buy new bed sheets, you don't put them straight on your bed. You wash them first.
Why not?
Oh, God. Because the dye in the bed sheets, if you sleep on them, sometimes you wake up. If they're, like, dyed sheets, you start turning blue. I did that once, and I had blue sheets, and I started looking like a smurf. Like, I'm not in a line.
You got the wrong sheets, then.
You're supposed to wash them first to get dye out. You do.
It's pointless.
We're going to take your calls up in just a moment. 133353. Jay and Dave for breakfast. Kid Rock, 18 minutes to 8. Mackay and the Wind Sundays, Triple M.
It was 1989, my thoughts were short, my hair was long. Caught somewhere between a boy and man. She was 17 and she was far from in between. It was summertime in northern Michigan. In life like when and where. We didn't have no internet, but man, I never will forget the way the moonlight shined upon her head.
James A for breakfast, 98.7 in Mackay, 92.3 in the Wood Sundays, triplem.com.au. Live this morning, thanks to North Jacqueline Motor Group, 60th anniversary sale. It's on right now, 17 degrees in West Mackay. We're just talking about washing your clothes when you buy them. Lady here at the work the radio station in the kitchen before, it's like, nice shirt, thank you. It's a new shirt, isn't it? I'm like, maybe. Because the creases hadn't come out in the wash. And she's like, you wash your clothes before you wear them? Yes. I do that all the time.
So
I've always done that.
I didn't think this was a thing. I thought that was just like a redundancy.
But again, it's like the bed sheet thing. You get new bed sheets. If you don't wash them, you're going to come out with dye all over your legs.
Well, nobody sees your legs anyway. You've always got jeans on.
Very true. 133353. We want to know if you wash your clothes before you wear them. After the new clothes, obviously.
Okay. Jim in North Mackay, do you do that? Do you wash your clothes before you wear them?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Why is that?
Actually, fabrics are treated with a product called formaldehyde before they're manufactured in the clothes, so you should wash that out.
Isn't that the stuff that they use at morgues?
Yes.
Okay.
I thought it was for gangsters, and they put it on their hankies.
All sorts of things. They use it in quarantine chicken farms with Condy's crystals to purify the eggshells before they put them into the hatchery.
Jeez. Wow. Are you a scientist or something, Jim? you seem far too smart to be a part of this breakfast show, I can tell you. Thank you for the call there, Jim. Appreciate it. 133353.
Hannah is in Omeo. Hannah, do you wash your clothes before you wear them or not?
Good morning, Jane Dave. Yes, I do. And I iron everything too except for towels.
Mm. Okay.
You iron everything as well. There's another story altogether.
Yes. You've got to wash them before you wear it because you don't know who tried to fit it in the shop.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly right.
You definitely have to.
See, I told you.
Everyone's a little bit precious.
I don't think it's precious. It's just not wanting to catch anything. Sonia, in North Mackay, you wash your clothes as well when you buy them, brand new clothes?
Most definitely, yes. You don't know what cuties have touched those clothes or where they've come from. I actually read in That's Life years and years ago that this lady wore a bra that she didn't wash and she ended up getting maggots in her boobs.
Ew!
Yeah, so from then on, I washed everything that I brought.
Hang on a second. It's funny that you actually said you read the articles in That's Life. I thought everyone just did the crosswords.
It's enough to make me wash my clothes. Anne in Andergrove, do you wash your clothes before you use them?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, one, you don't know who else has worn them or tried them on. Uh-huh. But secondly, if they're imported, they're probably chemically treated.
Yes. Yep. Exactly right. So that way, and that's why sometimes the creases stay in your shirt, because I thought it was about being ironed and pressed, but apparently the creases stay in there because of the chemicals.
Oh, there you go.
You learned something new today, Anne, didn't you?
Yeah.
See, it's an educational show. Thank you. It's true. You don't have to if you don't want to. That's fine. It's just something I've always done. I didn't know.
Well, it hasn't killed me yet, so.
Yeah, I mean, give it time. If you start feeling your chest area move a bit, then.
I'm a bit worried about the maggots.
That's
in the
what
bra.
I mean. I've never heard of that. Is that just a myth, though? I don't know. Maybe it is. I'm not going to Google it, though, because it'll make me sick. 10 to 8, Jane Day for breakfast. A little overcast at times today. 17 degrees, Mackay CBD.